Hey everybody, this is Scott Graham, Extension Entomologist with Alabama Extension and Auburn University, and this Syngenta Pest Patrol Hotline is being recorded on Thursday, June the 11th. Well, this is actually the second recording that I've made this morning for the hotline. As soon as I emailed the last one, I got a report of a cotton jacet found on cotton at the plant breeding unit in Tallahassee, Alabama. This morning. So we have found jacets in cotton in Alabama in one location, and jacets have been found on okra in Tifton, Georgia as well. So what does this mean for us in Alabama? Well, we don't really know yet fully. We do know that last year the first cotton jacet found in the state was found at the plant breeding unit, same station, on June the 17th. So we're just a week before that, and we found the next one on June the 19th in Headland a couple days later. As everyone remembers, though, we did not have any widespread issues in commercial fields until mid to late August, and so it's very likely that right now we're just setting up for the same type of situation that we had last year potentially. So we need to be vigilant, be scouting and looking for jacets in fields and in other plants as well. As a reminder, last year we saw reproduction, cotton jacet reproduction in cotton, okra, sunflowers, eggplant, and hibiscus. So if you see any of those plants out in the real world, take a second and look and see. Remember, we need to see adults with the two black spots on the wings to confirm that we are dealing with the cotton jacet. So don't want to sound any alarms. Certainly don't need to start spraying any fields, but do be aware that we have found cotton jacet in cotton in Alabama this year. And we have also, like I said, been found on okra in Tifton, Georgia. Quickly on peanuts, yesterday we were at the research station in Headland, and it was not hard to find lesser cornstalk borers and silk tubes and some young dryland peanuts. So I don't know that they're widespread everywhere in the wiregrass, but they certainly are likely in many fields. If you're scouting for lesser cornstalk borers, the first thing to do is to go and look at isolated plants or skippy stands in the field. Areas where you have 5 or 6 inches between plants is where they are likely to go first. If you look in those areas and you don't see any lessers or silken tubes or signs of feeding, you likely don't have an infestation in that field. If you do see signs, you need to scout the rest of the field, but be sure not to only key in on those skippy stands. Just scout the field like you normally would. Try to look in good areas of the field. You don't want to bias your sample looking in areas where they're likely to be and overestimate the percent of infestation that you have in the field. Our threshold is if you find lessers or silken tubes or damage in 30% of the spots that you check, you have reached threshold. We have our recommendations on the Alabama Insects blog and in the Alabama Peanut IPM guide you can find online. You can also obviously reach out to your local extension agent or anyone on the peanut team if you have more questions there. With that, we'll sign off for the week. We'll be back to update as things change. Hope everybody has a good week. And if you need anything, don't hesitate to reach out.